Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk. TGIF Friday night inside the cipher, coming to you live from St. Petersburg, Florida. It's your hip hop informer. It's the cipher. Hit us up 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Don't know what's going on with the board tonight. Already started off to interesting. Let me recap. The week in new entertainment each and every Friday night. Clearly, you all appreciate what's going on because you are tuned in. We're trying to get everything right on the board tonight. Just hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926 to get into the conversation. On the other side, all the way live from Charlotte, CIAA. Hey, probably kicked off with the day parties yesterday, probably Wednesday, actually. The day parties kicked off in Charlotte. It's CIAA, MEAC. If you don't know what it is, you'll find out. We'll be right back.
Moving on.
someone who loved me for me. There ain't no replacement. It either is or it ain't.
It's your hip hop informer, that's who TM Hyman. It's the Friday Night Cypher again, coming live from CIAA in Charlotte, North Carolina. Your hip hop informer, I'm coming to you out of St. Petersburg, Florida tonight. Actually preparing to fly out to Nashville in the morning, NRB. It's like cold, like burr cold out there. Nevertheless, I'm on the way. All the way live from Plant City tonight. Give it up, Hot Chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Yes, yes, Hot Chocolate in the building. And he didn't mean like Gucci Man burr people. He mean like cold as hell burr.
No doubt. No doubt. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina, CIAA is jumping off lovely right now. It is Miss Kizzy Cino Boston out of Charlotte tonight. Welcome to the show. It's like on
good
fire
afternoon.
Out there.
Yeah, yeah, good afternoon in the morning.
Mega
time.
Parties going on. Shout out to Edelson Entertainment, too, doing big things out there.
So that's right. Yeah, it's I'm trying to tell you, even people that are within my dwelling are burning to get out of the doors. I'm trying to tell you.
No doubt.
Respect
hey,
for everything hey, going out the window.
Hey, for folks who have no idea what CIAA is, what it means, what goes on, it is MEAC. It is all about the Mid-Atlantic region, but tell us a little bit about CIAA and what goes down in the good city of Charlotte.
Well, really, it's about Black history, really. A lot of these colleges that make it to the CIAA, they're playing for scholarships. You know, when these teams win, you know, that's a couple of students going to school for free. You know, so it's bigger than just the parties and the basketball games. These kids are playing for a purpose, and it's sold out every year, and it's been here
every
in Charlotte.
Year.
Every year.
Yeah. And, you know, they have day parties. The parties start, like, Wednesday. The games start, like, Tuesday. So, you know, it's a whole week event, and it goes on from, like, Tuesday to Sunday. But the last game, I think, is played like Sunday morning or something like that. And, you know, then you know who the champ is from there. And then you follow up with the MEAC, which is going to be, I think, in the Hampton Roads area.
Actually going to be in Norfolk, yep.
Yeah, so, you know, these kids, it doesn't just stop at the CIAA. They go on to the Nationals and so forth from there. So it's a big deal in more than one way. But the city of Charlotte definitely wants to keep the CIAA here because it is a money generator, okay?
No doubt.
But you know,
the
police got it under wraps though down there. The traffic isn't, from what I'm being told, the traffic isn't, you know, stand still. It's flowing pretty good down there. And, you know, there haven't been any incidents reported, and so that's always a good thing.
Do they have cell phone coverage? Because you know when everyone congregates in one area, the cell phone towers are congested and no one gets a signal and it's hectic.
Yes.
No doubt.
Definitely got to have other means of communication. You might want to have a walkie-talkie out there.
When we come back, we want to talk about those day parties a little bit more. I've experienced the day parties.
Ooh,
that was a few years ago. I try to, you know, carry myself a little more relaxed. But nevertheless, again, you are partying with a purpose when you go down to Charlotte for CIAA weekend, because again, it's about athletics, but it is as Akizzy said, it's all about scholarships and trying to get to school for free, and it's a family affair too, because you have kids and grandmothers and alumni and people who come really celebrate historically black colleges and students at historically black colleges. So when you say it's almost like a celebration of black history, that's real. Hey, it is Friday, March 1st. Tonight, you know what we do inside the site. We recap the week in news and entertainment. When we come back, we're going to get into some news. There's a lot going on. It is 9:13. I'm real loud.
Push
up.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
I believe there's a God above me. I'm just the God of everything else. I put holes in everything else. New God flow of everything else. Supreme dope dealer. Write it in bold letters. They love us in the spirit like Pocket the Coachella. They said push ain't fit with the umbrella, but I was good with the Ye as a wholesaler. I think it's good the Ye got a blow dealer, a hot temper matched with the cold killer. I came aboard for more than just to rhyme with them. Sing 99 when Puff with a hand shine with them. Yeah. Matching Daytonas, rose gold on us. Going ham in a beat that done took a toll on us.
Ooh, since you overdo it, I'ma pour more.
Well, if you going coupe, I'm going four door.
Shake that body, party that ball.
Multiplied by three, line them all up and let's just see. Up some yay. I wouldn't stick on that wood with grandma, yay.
Woo!
They get it shopping at Target.
Woo!
My shit is luxury ball, man.
Yeah.
I'm ballin', I'm already. A Nick soul in the park, then I won't end. What's a king without a crown?
What?
What's a circus without your clown? What's a brick from an out of town? When you flood and you can drown again, yeah. It's a good music golden child. It made dollar sign. Can't nobody hold me down.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Hold up, I ain't trying to stunt, man. But the Yeezys jumped over the jump, man. Went from most hated to the champion God flow. I guess that's a feeling only me and LeBron know. I'm living three dreams. Biggie Smalls, Dr. King, Rodney King. Cause we can't get along. No resolution till we drown. All these haters, rest in peace to Whitney Houston. Cars, money, girls, and the clothes. Oh, man, you sold your soul. Nah, man. Oh man, made something for nothing. Picture working so hard and you can't cut through. That can mess up your whole life like an uncle that touched you. What has the world come to? I'm from the 312. Where cops don't come through and dreams don't come true. Like that a guy go when it's mercy and lie. Go from working McDonald's, barely paying a condo. He even got enough to get his mama a condo. Then they ran up and shot him right in front of his mom. 40 killings in a week and 40 killings in a week. Man, the summer too high, you can feel it in the street. Welcome to Sunday service, if you hope to someday service. We got green in the eyes, just follow my experiment. Moses not part, the water with the cane did. Strippers not make a art when I made it rain did. Yeezy not get signed by Hov and Dame. And ran to Jacob and made the new Jesus change. In Jesus' name, let the cry say, I'm on fire, ay, that's the Richard Price say. And we'll annihilate anybody that violate. Ask any dope boy you know, they admire, yeah.
Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that ball. Shake that body, party that body. Come and have a good time with G.O.D.
Good music, good music, good music, good music.
Yes. out to Friday Night Cypher. Ow. Pusha T, Kanye. Shake that.
Yes.
Party, party. Inside the Friday Night Cypher. CIAA Weekend. NRB also jumping off out in Nashville, Tennessee tomorrow night, where it's like burly cold. It's pretty cold up and down the East Coast right now. I think there's a blizzard up north. Hey, bundle up. Bundle up. God bless the homeless folk and folk that really have nowhere to go because it's
yeah.
pretty cold out. Hey, give them a
cold
in Florida. So don't shun them. You know, don't you know, turn your nose up. Guess what? Any of us could be out there in the cold. Let's help the homeless folk and folk that really don't have anywhere to go. Do the best you can. I'm off that soapbox. Hey, I got a disturbing piece of information last night that I've shared with my team reluctantly.
Wow.
So reluctantly. What I would say is I was so reluctant to share that piece of information because it really brought me so far down. It brought me down mentally. But I just wanted to kind of touch on it tonight because people, let me tell you something. Whenever you think that you are in a bad place, just know it is an understatement when I say there's always somebody in a worse place. The things that are going on right around us will make our heads twist and turn and spin and pop off if we really, really started to really try to process some of the ridiculous things that are going on right under our nose. To some of the people that we deal with, like, every day. Ladies, share a little bit about what I'm going on a rampage about right now.
Well,
the guy that the 100-foot sinkhole?
No.
We'll touch on that, too.
Yeah, we'll touch on that, too.
So let me just let people know what CeeLo's talking about. In Florida, a man was asleep around 11 o'clock last night, and literally the ground opened up and sucked him in and buried him. But we'll get to that in a moment.
What Tia is actually referring to previous to the sinkhole mention is the director of a legendary band, the Fugees, video "Killing Me Softly," was actually charged with impregnating his daughters. And I don't want to misquote anything, so I'm going to try and quickly kind of paraphrase it and go through it. Award-winning director was unmasked Thursday as brutal, bizarre serial breeder who repeatedly raped his daughters to create a pure bloodline. Name is Aswad Allende, won MTV Award for directing the Fugees' Killing Me Softly video, fathered six kids with his daughters from the mid-1980s to 2002, and delivered the babies himself. Long story short, I guess to kind of elude prosecution or being even found out, he moved kind of all over between New Jersey and Brooklyn and fathered nine kids with one ex-wife and at least three more with two other women, court records show. He's facing the first of five trials next month, one for each daughter he allegedly violated. He's being held on $1 million bond and was hit with 27 charges, including aggravated sexual assault, lewdness, child endangerment, aggravated criminal assault, contact and criminal sexual contact. His basic premise or reasoning for all of this is that the world was going to end and it was just going to be he and his offspring, and he was the chosen.
Oh my God.
And so the only thing, my only comment to the whole story, because it gave me such tension, like in my mental space, trying to even really get through the whole story, is we need Jesus.
More than
That's
ever.
My own thing.
More
That's
than
my own
ever.
Thing.
I can't even fathom. I really have no words for the whole thing. When you sent it to me and I've read it, like, time, but I'm really at a loss for words right now. I felt the exact same way after I read the article the first time.
I don't know. I know that I thank my father before, my father and my brothers for not touching me. I can only imagine what the daughters are going through, but, like, the mothers who probably knew what was going on couldn't or didn't do anything.
Yeah.
I mean, we
don't want to bring you down at 9:23, you know, on a Friday night, you know.
Right,
we're just trying to go out.
heavy
news. We're going to come right back with
it's
the entertainment. Koi, Fame, inside the Friday night cypher, CIAA weekend. We'll be right back.
Ego on swole, money obese, Bentley on spur, girls on me. Them boys what it is, I'm what it's gonna be. You staring at the future, ESP. The space starts deep, so the tag gonna be high. Bottles on deck, make your baby say ah. Standing on your couches, screaming we up in this. Go for the night, it's I ain't trying, remember. Stumbling my sentences, telling chicks they haven't seen. From the look I estimate, I'm indefinite. Mindless, make the best of it, bring your friend too, and y'all can share this deep, cause that's what friends do. Alcohol sparkles all the time. You ain't shining in the club cause your table next to mine. And it's the type of attitude that get them all the time, cause they all love a young getting in shine.
Yeah,
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring that, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some juices, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. We don't do the ball, VIP escort. We don't hear y'all. Say it with your chest more, supposed to be hard. What you need a vest for? Get his head, tear your motherfucking chest off. Why every hating ass always gotta make it something? And it should be over nothing. Swear you motherfucker something. So I come with the assumption, reason you huffing and puffing. Cause the chick that you be loving be on my dick and she cuffing. She should give me $20. Give me $20. Can't see I'm the truth, but just your motherfucker. Eyelids. Excuse me, little nigga, but this section here private. Now take your fly ass out my muff cockpit. Only room for space stars and couple bad. And we ain't got no time for a bunch of mad. Man, just give up your V-mail. Save me all the details. You ain't trying to lose, nigga. You
yeah,
ain't asking how she feel.
I can make you fall in love.
I can't tell with all of these girlies on me. I'm so turned up, shirt off, showing off tattoos. Every single last one they want to read. Bring her, that's my call.
Popping bottles in the club.
That's my call.
Making models fall in love.
That's my call. And the party don't stop. I spend this money, grab some deuces, and I'm out. Take a big stop sweating me. Take a big stop sweating me.
Ferrari Fame, the Fame way. Come racing them over there, hey. Hey man, cause one coin leads to one coin, and then that coin leads to another coin. Next thing you know, we all coining in this. Face stars.
Thank you.
TM Hyman Radio Live, Friday Night Cypher, your girl Hot Chocolate representing BA out here in Itty Bitty Plant City. TM Hyman coming to you tonight out of St. Petersburg, Florida. CeeLo Kizzy Sunshine. CeeLo Boston.
No doubt.
From Charlotte, CIAA Town tonight. Everybody
Charlotte.
Out there, be safe.
Hey, definitely. Hey, because there's a lot of people out in Charlotte. Like, all the celebrities got something going on out in Charlotte this weekend trying to get them greenbacks in.
Get that
cream.
Paper.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go back to the story. Because at this point, I'm going to tell you, anybody that's been buried under dirt, you know, for almost 24 hours, actually beyond 24 hours right now, it's probably we can assume that, you know, that he may not be doing well. Last night in Florida, based on my understanding, a gentleman was sleeping in his bed when the bed, the dresser, the TV, everything was literally sucked into the earth.
Yes, in Chester, Florida. A sinkhole about 30 feet across opened up under a man's bedroom and swallowed him, taking all of the furniture, too. Jeff Bush was feared dead after the floor gave way Thursday night. As he screamed for help, his brother Jeremy Bush jumped into the hole to try to help but couldn't see him and had to be rescued himself. With the earth still crumbling, a sheriff's deputy reached out his hand and pulled Jeremy Bush to safety. The floor was still giving in and the dirt was still going down, but I didn't care. I just wanted to save my brother, Bush said through tears. They said that really the only thing that was sticking out of the hole was a small corner of the bed's box spring. Cables from a television led down into the hole, but the TV set along with the dresser was nowhere to be seen.
Wow.
As the brother jumped in, the brother jumped in trying to try to dig him out. And ultimately dug himself into a hole that came up to his neck, and he was able to somehow break free. This is the signs of the times, my friend.
And my question is, does the person or the manufacturer or the people who built the home, can they be held liable? Because, you know, after like a year or whatever, most of the time you're on your own.
It's not really the structure of, it's not the home itself, it's the ground, the land that the ground is built on.
Which had to be surveyed prior to them building anything on it. You know what I'm saying?
I have homeowner's insurance, right? And so I'm thinking, based on what I remember in my homeowner's insurance, I believe that is probably described or defined in the clause like act of nature, you know, because that's almost like a shifting of the earth. Who do you really, you know, who's responsible for the earth shifting? I think that's like a natural occurrence. I'm thinking it's defined in that clause, but I could be totally wrong.
Pardon my ignorance because I'm not a homeowner. However, doesn't Florida, because of the sinkhole frequency, isn't there sinkhole insurance?
I have no clue. I don't own a home in Florida. I own a home in Virginia. So, first of all, what I'm even talking about really doesn't even apply to Florida.
Right.
But you could be right.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, that was an awesome question, for real, because hopefully that incites people who are homeowners to check your policies to see what you are covered for. Because, you know, and it's a good thing that you did bring up the fact that you own a home in Virginia, because certain areas in Virginia are considered flood zones, or, you know, they're particular. Not territorial, terrain-based, you know, policies, but being determined off of where you live, you know. So if you live near the ocean, you should have flood insurance, but it may not come with your policy. You may have to purchase it separately.
separately.
Whereas,
right?
Like where I live, I'm nowhere near water. So, and I'm nowhere near a creek that, you know, has the propensity to flood. So I don't even have that option to purchase flood insurance, even if I wanted to, you know.
Wow,
so,
yeah.
But then you have people who live right by a creek or something that may have the propensity to flood, where they have that option to purchase flood insurance. But, yeah, I don't know how they could even cover that. And hopefully they don't have a problem and everybody's all right. Because that should be considered like an act of God.
In a minute, we're not going to be able to afford flood insurance, health insurance, auto insurance.
Car ride.
As of midnight tonight, my friends, 11:59 tonight, the country is cutting about $85 million?
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of the
crazy
budget?
Between
what's
Saturday
crazy
and October 1st of this year.
But do you guys know that the asset that the United States owns could really wipe out all this deficit and what we owe and all that other stuff? Like, they could really take care of this stuff if they wanted to. And just really think it's a pissing. I think it's a pissing contest going on right now. And
well, the question: who do we hold accountable for this? Because we can talk about pointing fingers at a lot of different people when it comes to different things, but this is certainly something that we have to point back to people that we put in position.
Our representatives.
That's right.
How do we take action is really the question.
Right.
And why did they leave for a long weekend before anything was done?
And the fact that they left at like 2:00, they were like, they're not even dealing with it.
Yeah,
and my thing is, the problem that I have is the fact that if President Obama had not, in his last term, attempt to many times reach out to the Republican Party and Congress and, you know, trying to get approval and trying to be nice about things, and now it's like they're playing this game. Like, they didn't want to talk to him at one point. They were inviting him to things, hoping that he would fail. He has proven to be more than they could ever be. And damn it, man, it's a game going on right now. And I really feel like he's going to do an executive order.
Thank you. bug.
Yeah. Purple rain, she look like abalone, yeah. She smell like Bath and Body and begonia. And me, I smell like California. Because I smoke marijuana, whenever marijuana. I think her name's Stephanie, but call her Steph. Shout it so right, I don't know what's left. Who your daddy? Then I hit it fast, but the mirror said you are, you couldn't see the bastard.
Bobby B, Lil Wayne, that song right there is called In the Mirror. Friday Night Cypher, your hip hop informer, live out of St. Petersburg, Hot Chocolate Plant City, Kizzy Sunshine, Boston, Charlotte, North Carolina. CIAA weekend. Hey, hit us up, 917-893-9926, 917-893-9926. We are recapping the week in news and entertainment. Some pretty interesting stories. The last about $85 million that's about to be cut. Hey, serious business, because who's going to be impacted specifically are our teachers. They've called that out publicly. Our military, they called that out. That's a problem. Any money can be cut from the military right now in the midst of everything we're dealing with foreign relations. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Programs that assist the poor, they're going to be cut.
Yeah.
Programs in the prisons are going to be cut. So some
TSA.
People are going to be released back into the community that probably shouldn't be because the funds aren't there to house them. It does impact you whether you know about it or not, whether you think about it or not. You not knowing is not an excuse because
that's
it's
right.
All over the place. You just have to pay attention to what's going on around you. And really,
Absolutely.
How it impacts you. That's why we do what we do. I digress.
It would impact me in several ways. I don't want to wait in a longer line at the airport having to travel. I don't want to have to worry about, you know, my son or any of my nieces, nephews, or godkids losing their financial aid for school. You know, I don't want to have to worry about the kids not being able to go to kindergarten because they're cutting pre-K funding. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, it becomes our problem, again, at 11:59 tonight. If Congress and the president do not come up with a plan that's going to stop, you know, the law from running out. Because what they put in place a few months ago was this, in an effort that they were going to come to some type of bipartisan stance and do what they need to do on behalf of the American people. That has not happened. They have failed us. And unfortunately, it's not just the Republicans. It's everybody that's involved with the government on this particular matter. They have failed the people. So now the question is, what are the people going to do? I don't think the people are going to do anything. I think we're going to sit back and continue to let government do what they do, mismanage you know, our taxes, and treat us like we don't matter. I think votes mean something. We've proven that. But it's we have to do more than just go to the election box, you know, once every, 4 years? We got to hold the people that we put in office accountable, because this is like embarrassing and it's ridiculous and it's like it they could have prevented it. Therefore, it's inexcusable. Okay, who's going to take the punishment?
Right, and it saddens me that every 4 years, you know, we're so geared up to vote for the president and the vice president, but we know nothing about our local leaders who help run our communities that we complain about different things in every day. Like,
you know,
we have
I know
to do something about
done.
It.
I know it's easier said than done, but I actually go knock on doors. I talk to senators. I talk to, you know, representatives. I try to do my part. I can't save the world, but I do try to use, you know, what influence, what voice I have to try to, you know, push something forward, bring about some change for a greater good. If everybody did just a little something, took care of just their little piece, the world would be a better place. I'm here to tell you.
It doesn't take much.
Doesn't take much. But moving right along, any interesting happenings from your perspective? I know we got a lot going on in entertainment and world news.
Entertainment news on a sad note, showing my age yet there again. For those of you that remember the show One Day at a Time, Bonnie Franklin, who played the girl's mother, passed away today.
Oh, R.I.P.
Who's that?
Yes, Anne Romano. Anne Romano.
Okay.
You don't remember the show One Day at a Time with Mackenzie Phillips and Valerie Bertinelli and the redheaded mother? I don't even remember what the girl was.
I remember the show because the set looked like Three's Company.
It did.
So, yeah, I totally get what you talk about. What character did she play?
Anne Romano. She was Mackenzie Phillips' mother on One Day at a Time. Yeah, she played
the
mom.
Okay, the lady with the blondish,
with
strawberry
reddish,
blondish.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
There
yes,
you go.
Flat,
she was 69.
Yes.
Yeah, she passed away of pancreatic cancer, unfortunately.
Oh.
Yeah. Have a weird story out of Baltimore. A bus driver outside of a giant supermarket noticed that a bus had a lot of kids on board, so she sat in the front near the driver. Smart move, because a short time later, the bus driver climbed aboard and said, "Something's not right. I don't feel good. Something's not right." Then he passed out at the steering wheel.
Wow.
Young lady,
and you know what?
Jumps into action, placed her foot on top of the driver's foot, slowing down the bus, pulled it over to the side of the road.
Wow.
Wow.
Kudos to her. I don't think I could have acted that quickly. I probably would have been in some sort of a state of shock.
Well, you never know.
That's true.
You never know because, I know I've been in situations where, honestly, looking at it, I don't know how I got out of it, survived, whatever. But when you're in the moment, you will hit survival mode.
Yeah,
just like,
you
were just talking about the guy who jumped in the hole with his brother. You didn't think anything about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
adrenaline.
That's like adrenaline. Like pure adrenaline.
Pure
just pumping.
For sure.
Yeah.
You don't think twice about it.
Especially if it's somebody you care about or it's like just a natural reaction for you, come on.
Right.
You're all in the middle of everything.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. It's 9:46 here in the state of Florida. It's 8:46 in New Orleans.
Long break.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for Beth.
Every time I look,
Mommy's always fire. Always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes will find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you still want lace. You whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake. Into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, but your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little now, let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. More passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
We all did the same thing.
Yes, I was on mute.
Hey, that's called save.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And the bezel joint rocks. I remember he did that live at the Improv.
No doubt.
And he was a very entertaining guest.
Yeah, he His show was live.
Yeah, well, he came on. He was the actual guest on TM Hyman Radio Live, and his father actually called in. I remember that because his
That's
father
right.
is a big
a musician,
influence.
Jazz musician. Jazz
oh,
musician.
Nice.
Yeah, his father's big influence.
All in the
on
family.
So that was beautiful.
All in the family.
Yeah.
Hey,
oh,
last minute, hit us up 917-889-3926. If you got a comment, you want to weigh in. Got a few minutes left in the show. Thanks for rocking with us. Check us back Monday, 9 p.m. Again on Wednesday, back inside the cycle. Hey, which is blowing up. Hey, we're gonna start giving some stuff away. We are working to expand the program. We're working on a 24-hour project. Big up. Hey, from a real perspective, from a real broad perspective, let's keep a high level, right? But I'm feeling so good about what's going on right now. Real high level, no details, not just yet. Share with the folks, high level, what we're trying to do.
We're taking over the world, that's it. No, we are working on some more shows, bringing you more air personalities, different ideas, different topics, and like T said, 24-hour programming that's going to blow your mind, people. Going to blow your mind.
I'm so excited about it. The expansion is, and I love the listeners. I mean, like, honestly. it weren't for them.
Really? Thank you.
Yes. Never imagined.
By any means, you know. But, you know, then we have to be entertaining as well, so.
And apparently they like us because, you know, 40 grand is nothing really to scoff at in the way of numbers for internet radio.
And on average, like 5,000 weekly is going to definitely tune in guaranteed. The way the numbers look, like 5,000 on average going to tune in, like 40,000 audience overall, 40,000 listeners. That's like ridiculous, and it's like a little over 40,000, more so like 42,000. And we really have not done a whole lot of marketing and promoting. So what we are in fact about to do is start to promote and market and try to build a brand that's going to bring you some real information on a consistent basis that's entertaining, yet it's going to be helpful, and we're going to add a little visual content to color it all in for you. All right, so be on the lookout. Remember, you heard it right at first.
Beginning glow up-tuation.
Ow.
Got
hey,
a little
what
bit of news.
What's going on in the news? What
yeah,
the
news? For those who are hip-hop fans, French Montana, unfortunately, was involved in the shooting where he was seemed to be the target. He was outside of a venue in Philly signing autographs for some fans, and some occupants of a vehicle pulled out machine guns and opened fire on Frenchie and the fans. A 27-year-old male was shot in the stomach and unfortunately passed away. Second man was hit in the shoulder and is in stable condition. Allegedly, quote unquote, air quotes, flying all over the place, French Montana was able to survive because a person allegedly pulled out a chopper, a.k.a. a gun, out of the tour bus and allegedly, once again, shot at the hitman. But a lot of that is still unconfirmed. So.
Oh, wow. 50's going to have a field day with this.
Oh yes, he loves a good satire.
What? Oh my gosh! Yes, he's gonna say it was them again. He was like, what do you say? Rick Ross shot at himself.
But on the real side of this with the whole shootings and the reason for it, from what my understanding is, I can't even really speak for French Montana, but as far as, you know, Rick Ross's reason and his affiliation with gangs and, you know, money that are supposed to be paid for, you know, talking about being affiliated with them and all this, oh, like, come on, really? It's too much. It's too much. And
yeah,
I understand. Don't get me wrong, because some people, you know, are really, really serious about that, and I'm not scoffing at what they believe in. I'm just saying that I don't believe in that.
I think it's a bit much. I mean,
it is.
I myself, you know, partook in a lot of things when I was younger. However, you know, it comes to a point where you kind of grow up. It looked like grown men on there. I mean, I don't want anybody trying to threaten me. I'm not a fighter anymore. You know, I don't do those things. Well, you got to grow
hey,
up. It's like,
she's
really?
Not, she's,
you're like 40 years old,
not,
yo, threatening each
she's
other.
She's not a fighter. She's not a fighter. She's
yeah,
not,
I'm
a,
not
fighter.
A fighter.
In,
no.
In the last few minutes of the show, and in the last few minutes, she's not a fighter. She's a lover. We'll be right back.
Thank you. Thank you, Betty.
Good night. Take it all for me. I'm on the sea. Can't make it.
Take off your
mask. Take it all.
Give me
for me. Let me see. I'm talking about your fight. Thank you.
that joint right there is called Naked. That's Coco Jones out of ATL. What up, mama? Hey, in the last few minutes of the show, we appreciate y'all. Thanks for rocking with us. Ladies,
yeah.
Take and we back Monday,
well,
9 p.m.
Yeah, whatever you do, do it well. And I'm Boston. Next time.
Hot Chocolate here, wishing everybody a good weekend. My CIAA folks, please do not party too hard. Be safe whatever you do. And a special shout-out to my son and his college, Florida Christian College. They're traveling to St. Louis this week for their national championship. Good luck,
aww,
baby. Mommy loves you. VA number 24, that's my baby.
I know that's right.
Oh, hey, so what is jumping off in Charlotte tonight? Again, you said party's been going on since Wednesday.
Yeah.
What are the other stuff?
The Omni Hotel, their party is about to pop off in moments now. A lot of people on the road getting it in. A lot of parties are starting, like West Trade and Tryon. You'll definitely know where you're at when you get there. It's definitely downtown. What is it? Yeah, until, like, what is it, 10 p.m. until? Yeah, till 2:30. Oh, alcohol probably stops being served about 1:45. But, you know,
right,
you know, they might take it out further because of CIAA, you know. They may push the limit, lose their license.
Well, whatever you are doing out there in Charlotte tonight, make sure you are safe as possible. Hey, do not drink and drive.
Please.
Do not put yourself in harm's way.
At all. Get a ride, call a cab. There's cabs out here. There's even cab companies that, you know, will give people free rides. You know, there's some legit bars down here that, you know, make sure that people get home safe. So, yeah. Definitely.
And you angry drunks, listen to the designated drivers. Don't give the designated drivers a hard time.
Okay, don't get having kicked in your teeth and be thrown in the back to get home. Yeah.
They trying to help you.
We prefer you not to drink at all, but if you're going to do it, at least be responsible, right? Hey, again, thanks for rocking with us. We appreciate your support. CIAA weekend, Charlotte, North Carolina. Hot Chocolate, Chizzy, Tiahana. We out here.
Love you.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show, talk radio show, talk radio show. Real talk, real talk, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, talk radio show. DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, DM Hyman Live, talk radio show.